Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Tes, and we will begin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ma'aravai Shamayim. The Mishnah taught us that there were two bowls on the Mizbeach to do Nisach Hamayim, and that the bowl to the west was for the water where they did Nisach Hamayim from. The Mishnah then taught us that there was once a story that the Kohen was a tzaddiki who did not believe in Nisach Hamayim, and instead of pouring the water into this bowl, he poured the water on his feet. And all the people standing there in the Beis HaMikdash threw their esroigim at this Kohen. Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'tzaddiki echad. So the Braisa quotes the same story that we learned in the Mishnah, that there was a Kohen who was a tzaddiki and poured the water on his feet instead of on the Mizbeach, and everybody threw their esrogim at him. And as Rashi tells us, it wasn't just that they threw their esrogim at him, they actually also threw stones at him. And we will explain, according to Aruch Lener, what makes Rashi say that. And that day, the horn of the Mizbeach was damaged. As the Gemara in Masechta Chulin explains, the Mizbeach must be complete, must be whole, otherwise it's disqualified. The Gemara Masechta Chulin also teaches us that there are two parts in the Mizbeach. There are the Avonim, the stones which the Mizbeach is made out of, and then there's the Sid, the plaster which coats the Mizbeach. The Gemara says there that if there's any nick, kitzipirin, like a fingernail, on the Avonim, those Avonim are disqualified. Because the Torah teaches us Avonim Shleimos. Whole stones must be used in constructing the Mizbeach. However, regarding the Sid, the plaster layer, there's a machlokes how much disqualifies. There's one mandama that holds a disqualification the size of kazayis disqualifies the Sid. Another mandama says it's the size of a tefach. And what happened that day was that the horn was damaged by throwing of the stones. And Aruch Lener explains, now we understand what made Rashi explain that there were stones thrown. He says if it was only a sroigim thrown, then this kind of a damage would have not have happened. And the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha, along the same line, says that the people never expected that they could do that much damage, even if they just threw a sroigim and stones. Of course, their intent was never to do damage. V'viu bol shamelach, and they brought a fistful of salt v'sasmua to close up the damage done to the horn. Loimneisha huchsho avoida, not because by putting salt there now the mizbeach would be no longer disqualified. The Mizbeach should not look damaged. It was an embarrassment that they had a damaged Mizbeach. And as the Mefarshim explained, why didn't they just fix the Mizbeach? So the Mefarshim explained it was Yontif, and in Yontif you're not allowed to do a repair. The Brisker Rav explains, we've learned that Nisach Hamayim did not only take place on Yontif, it also took place on Chol HaMoed. So perhaps this story took place on Chol HaMoed where repairs may be done. Says the Brisker Rav that the halach is that whenever a repair is done to a vessel or utensil used in the Beis HaMikdash, a process of Chanukah HaMizbeach had to take place afterwards. The Chanukah HaMizbeach, or the Chanukah of any item, would have to take place during the service of the Tumah Shel Shachar. As Nisach HaMayim was done after the Tumah Shel Shachar was already brought, so for this day, they can no longer do and Chanukah's Mizbeach, because it was already after the Tamid Shel Shachar. So for the rest of that day, the Mizbeach was considered disqualified, and they now had to not use that Mizbeach that day, rather wait for the next day to be able to use the Mizbeach. The Sfas Emes has a very different approach to this Gemara. He mentions three questions. One question he asks is really Tosfos' question, that although, as we're going to learn in the next Gemara, there are certain elements of the Mizbeach that are critical and crucial, and in, if they're missing or disqualified, they disqualify the Mizbeach, who says that that also applies to the Keren of the Mizbeach? Also asked the Sfas Emes, that how do we know that salt indeed may not be used as a substitute for the plaster covering of the Mizbeach? And then he asks, as we've discussed previously, how could have Klal Yisrael thrown esrogim, stones, that would cause such a significant damage to the Mizbeach, to disqualify the Mizbeach? They disqualify the Mizbeach. It shows a tremendous lack of respect for the Mizbeach. Says the Sfas Emes that what really happened here was not that Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholem threw anything at the Mizbeach. He says that when the Tzedoki realized that what was happening here, and that the people were so angry at him, and they were throwing and pelting him with their esrogim, what he did was he grabbed the keren of the Mizbeach, trying to protect himself, and by doing so he dislodged the entire keren. So now all our questions are answered. The Mizbeach was puzzled not because something happened to the keren. The entire keren was removed. Furthermore, it was not Klal Yisrael who Chas V'Sholem did a damage to the Mizbeach. It was the Kohen who was a Tzedoki who did damage to the Mizbeach by removing the keren. And the salt wasn't there just to cover up missing plaster. The salt was placed there to conceal the gap that was made by the Kohen removing the keren, and certainly an entire keren made out of salt is not acceptable. Says the Mara, Shekhar Mizbeach, any Mizbeach that's missing, like Kevis, that's missing the horn, the ramp which leads up to Mizbeach, like Karen, or is missing a horn, V'lo Yisoid, or it's missing the base, V'lo Ribua, or it's missing, it's not a square shape, Pasul Avoida, may not be used for Avoida. Because as Rashi explains, wherever the Torah, in describing an element of the Mizbeach, uses the word HaMizbeach with that extra hay, what the Torah is teaching us is that this element is essential, and if it's missing, the Mizbeach is possible. And regarding all of these issues, the Torah uses the word HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda Omer, Af HaSoiviv, the ledge on which the Kohen walked is also essential to the Mizbeach being usable as a Mizbeach. So the way Rashi explains this line of Asoiviv is that the Torah uses the words Karkoiv HaMizbeach. And again, since it says the HaMizbeach with that hay, the Karkoiv becomes an essential element of the Mizbeach. The question, however, is, what is the Karkoiv HaMizbeach? Says Rashi, everybody agrees, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who's mentioned in this Gemara, that the Karkoiv, the ledge on which the Kohanim would walk when doing the Avodah, is an essential element of the Mizbeach. Missing the Karkoiv disqualifies the Mizbeach. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that's what Karkoiv means, the ledge. The Tanna Kamma holds that the Karkoiv doesn't mean only the ledge. The Karkoiv means the Kiyor. And according to this man, Amar, not only if the ledge was missing, would the Mizbeach be disqualified, but also if the Kiyor were missing, the Mizbeach would be disqualified. Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shitin, the Shisin, which we've been discussing, these cavities underneath the Mizbeach, where the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, the wine and water, went when they were poured, Misheshis Shimei Breshis Nevru, were created from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Chamucheich Yirechayich K'moy Chaloim Masa Yidei Uman. Chamucheich Yirechayim Ela Shisim. What is the concealed flanks referring to? The Shisim that are at the bottom of the alt of the Mizbeach, which are not seen, but are there, K'moy Chaloim, they go down to the depths. Mas de uman, samasi yudumnosa shakarish baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created this area. Tanit Be'er Shmol, Rav Shmol brings another source that the shisin were there from Sheish Shmei Bereshis, because the Torah begins the word Bereshis. Al tikri Bereshis, don't read the word as Bereshis. El boroshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shisin. And as and the Mashal explains, how do we know to take the word Bereshis and teach us that it means Boroshis? Says the Mashal, the Torah should have said the word Bereshayna. Why did the Torah begin with the word Bereshis? To teach us Boroshis, that the Shisin were created from the beginning of creation. Tanya, Rav Yossi Aimer, Rav Yossi however holds, Shisin Mucholalim V'yadim Etahem. The Shisim were hollow, and they reached down to the depths. So according to Rav Yossi, as the Rishonim explain, the Shisim were actually man-made. They were dug by people. But the Mashal says, not to say that Rav Yossi disagrees that those Shisim were completely man-made. He agrees that the beginning of the Shisim were made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just the completion of digging them down all the way, that was done by man. Because as the Mashal explains, given that the Beis HaMikdash is the foundation of the world, the most important spot in the world, and the Shisin are the area under this Mizbeach, therefore it has to have had some creation by Kodesh Baruch Hu itself. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. The Pasuk over there, Yeshaya, is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's disappointment with Klal Yisrael that they did Averis. And Yeshaya says regarding Klal Yisrael, Ashirana liyadidi, I will sing a song about my beloved one. Shiras doidi lekarmai, Klal Yisrael is compared to a vineyard. Kerem hoyi liyadidi bekeren ben shemai, there was a vineyard in a very fertile area. V'yizakeyu v'yizkaleyu, he encircled it with a fence and he cleared it of the stones. V'yiteyu soirik, and he planted it with choice vines. V'yiven migdal b'toichai, and he built a tower inside it. V'gam yekev chotzboi, and he even made a wine vat in the tower. V'yiteyu soirik tells us the pasuk Ze Beis HaMikdash, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash that was built in Eretz Yisrael. Vayiven Migdal B'toichoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a tower, Ze Mizbeach, that's the Mizbeach that's in the Beis HaMikdash. Vegam Yekev Chok B'soichoy, Elo Ashisen, this refers to the holes, these under the Mizbeach, that were created under the Mizbeach for HaKadosh, for the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayim. The Sefer Chassidim makes a very interesting observation. Here, the Navi Yeshaya is giving Klal Yisrael Musar, that they haven't acted properly. So why does he use the words Ashirna Liyadidi? It's a song. You don't sing when you're saying Musar. So he says that the previous Pasuk in Yeshaya says Ki Akol Kavod Chuppah, that speaking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina around us is like a chuppah. And what the Pasuk is teaching us, says the Sefer Chassidim, is just like by chuppah we have to sing, but we sing and we remember the Churban. Zeich l'Churban, the Chasson wears ash and we break a glass. All Zeich l'Churban. Ashir no liyadidi. When we sing by a chuppah, when we sing by a chuppah, at that point, we should also remember the Churban, what our sins have caused. Tanya. Amar Rav Elazar bar Tzadik. Lul Katan, there was a small gap between Keves l'Mizbeach, between the ramp and the Mizbeach, but Marova shel Keves on the west side of the ramp. So explains the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim. Why was there a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach? Wouldn't it make sense that the ramp should go right till the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says that just like the Avarim, the various limbs of the carbon, were brought up the ramp, but they were not just placed on the Mizbeach, they were thrown from the ramp onto the Mizbeach. So too was the halacha with any dam that had to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. It wasn't just placed on the Mizbeach, it was actually thrown onto the Mizbeach. So there was a gap put between the ramp and the Mizbeach, constructed that way that we should throw the blood from the ramp onto the Mizbeach. For Achas L'Shivim Shana, once every 70 years, Pirchei Kehuna Yardim L'Sham, the young Kohanim would enter that space, U'milaktim L'Sham Yayin Korish, and they would take out from there, they would gather from there the congealed wine, Shadoyim L'Gulad Vela, that they already got so hard, they looked like cakes or pressed figs, they got that hard. And Rashi explains that the reason Pirchei Kehuna, the young Kohanim, did it is because it was a small area, hard to reach. So you needed young, agile, small people to enter. However, I saw from the Tosfos HaRosh that he says that all Kohanim are called Pirchei Kehuna. The reason, he explains, is that we remember in the Torah when the Kehuna of Aaron HaKohen was challenged by Korach v'Adosai, and after that episode, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that all the Nesiim should bring sticks, and v'hinei porach mata Aharon, the stick of Aaron blossomed almonds. So we Kohanim are called Pirchei Kehuna to represent v'hinei porach mata Aharon. There's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim based on this Gemara. The Chacham Tzvi says that if there is a vessel which cannot be kashered, the best example is a porcelain vessel, Kli Cheres, we know cannot be kashered. Says the Chacham Tzvi that if it's not used for 12 months, that whatever blia, whatever tam is in this vessel, becomes pogum, it becomes completely disintegrated and foul, and the vessel may be used without kashrut. And in fact, Rav Moshe in the Tshuvos uses this Chacham Tzvi, if somebody has a set of dishes that need to be kashrut, set of porcelain dishes that need to be kashrut, and we have no way of kashruting them, and it's a hefsid to have to throw them out. So he says, if we don't use them for 12 months, and then we do Hagola, Gimel Pamim, we do Hagola three times, we can rely on the Chacham Tzvi. Ask the Shaila Meshiv, in our Gemara, we see here that these cakes, that this wine was there for 70 years, and yet the Gemara is going to teach us that it had to be discarded. Why? It's past 12 months. According to the Chacham Tzvi, after 12 months, it's no longer Aser. So Shaila Meshiv answers, when does the Chacham Tzvi say his din, that a vessel doesn't have to be kashered if it wasn't used for 12 months, or a kashering is acceptable even for porcelain? That's when those 12 months was left completely non-used. Here, however, explains the Shalom Eshev, during the entire time they kept on pouring more wine into this area. Since they kept on pouring wine into this area, there was never a time where it was left not touched, and therefore the Chacham Tzvi's din is not applicable. Other Paiskim explain that the Chacham Tzvi's din is only relevant to a blia, to an absorption. Here we're talking about the wine itself, that certainly the Chacham Tzvi would agree cannot be used. Ubayim v'sarfen as b'kedusha, they would then take and burn this wine in the Beis HaMikdash, shenemar b'kodesh haseich neisach shechel Hashem. teaches us the Gemara. Kshem shenisucha b'kedusha, just the wine is poured in the area of Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. Kach srifasa b'kedusha, so too must the wine's burning be performed in the Beis HaMikdash. My mashma, how do we understand this? How do we understand from this pasuk this din? Amravina, Asya Kodesh Kodesh. We learn Xerah Shava of Kodesh Kodesh. Ksiv Hoko Ba Kodesh Hasech Nesach. It says here regarding the Nesach Hayam, the Kodesh Hasech Nesach. The Ksiv Hosom, it says regarding Noiser, the Seraphis as Noiser Be'esh. You should burn the Noiser and Esh, Lo Yoichel Ke Kodeshu, it may not be eaten because it's Kodesh. So the way Rashi explains, based on our Gemara, and the Gemara Mesech the Me'ila, that the Pasuk here is teaching us that it must be burnt, the leftover nisach hayayin, and not only must it be burnt, but moreover it has to be burnt, but makam kadosh, it has to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash area proper. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azla, according to which shita will hardest now will the following Mishnah go? The Mishnah says, Nechasim betchila mayalbam. One commits mila by having benefit from the Nesachim when they became Kodesh, when one was Magdish them, before he actually poured them on the Mizbeach. However, Yordan the Shisin, once they went into the Shisin, Eimayal Behem, there's no longer an Issim Ila. Says the Gemara, Lamer of Elazar at Tzadiki, perhaps this is going according to Elazar at Tzadik, who according to Elazar at Tzadik, the Shisin did not extend all the way down to the depths. So that's why it was only a small cavity where the Nesachim went, and that we learned that they took the Nesachim, cleaned it out from there, and therefore, according to Elazar ben Tzadik, the Nesachim, the wine that was poured, was accessible, and the Mishnah is teaching us that there is no meal on them, even though they're still accessible. The Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, why does the Mishnah have to teach us that they're not subject to Mila? They went to the depths anyway, so they're not accessible. If they're not accessible, there's no issue of Mila. Says the Gemara, Afil Tem Rabbanan, we could explain that Mishnah even according to Rabbanan, but the Iklet. So the way Rashi explains with the Iklet is, one took a vessel and caught the wine before it went down to the depths. And the Mishnah is teaching us that one has that wine, since Nisach HaYayin was already performed with that wine, it's not subject to Me'ilah. The Sfasemis has a different explanation of Bidi Iklet. He says that when the wine was poured down, and even though the Rabbanan say went down all the way to the depths, says the Sfasemis, some of the wine hit the walls of the Keves and the Mizbeach. And that wine, the Mishnah is teaching us in Masechta Me'ila, is not subject to Me'ila, to the Issa Me'ila. Vikadamri, others say, Lamer, just the opposite. That the Gemara wants to say, Lamer Rabbanan, he v'loy Rabbi Elazar b'tzadik. Should we say that that Mishnah is a proof to Rabbanan, not to Rabbi Elazar b'tzadik? The Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, why do we say that they're not subject to Me'ila? Akati b'kudish sosai kaimi, since they're accessible, they should be subject to Me'ila. So that says the Gemara, Afil Tem Rabbi Elazar. We can indeed say that that Mishnah is even going according to Rabbi Elazar, because there's a rule that Ein Lecha Dovish Nasas Mitzvasoi, there is no item that the mitzvah that was supposed to be performed with it was already done, that it's still subject to Mila. So once the wine was poured down, the mitzvah was done, and therefore there is no issue of Mila. Omer Rish Lakish. When they would pour the wine on the Mizbeach, they would plug up the Shisin. Which area exactly was plugged up? According to Rashi, the area on the bottom, the holes on the bottom of the Mizbeach, were plugged up. According to Taisus, the holes in the bowl in which the wine was poured were closed up. How does this pasuk indicate that we have to close up the drain? Omra Papa, Shecher. The word Shecher means Lashon Shesia, means to drink, Lashon Sviya, one should be satiated, Lashon Shikris, and it causes intoxication. Omra Papa, Shma mino, kisava inish chamra, and one wants to become satiated with wine, begroinisava. He gets satiated from his throat. So the way Rashi and most Mefarshim explain the Gemara is that when one wants to enjoy and become satiated with wine, he has to let it spend time in his throat. So by closing up the drain in which the wine went through, it got, so to speak, backed up on the Mizbeach, and that's how Sheikhar, that's how wine should be drunk. The Mashah and other Mefarshim have a very different approach. They say that to enjoy wine, it has to be drunk slowly. It should be sipped. So the point of closing up the drain was to make that the wine should go down very slowly, and that's how wine is enjoyed. Amar Rava, so says Rava, Surva Rabbanan, if you have a Talmud Chacham, the Lo Nefish Lechamru doesn't have enough wine, Ligma Gemui, he should take big gulps of the wine, and that's how he'll enjoy it. Rava Akasa de Bechasa, Rava, when he would drink a Kais of Bracha, a Kais of Kiddush, a Kais of Berchus Hamazon, Igmui Gemui, he would gulp down the cup, because that's the way wine should be drunk. And like the Aruch Lener explains, the Gemara, Rav is the man the Omer, that teaches us in Masechet Yuma, Chama v'reichnei pichi, wine and psamim make a person smart. So therefore, Rav is teaching us, here we have this Talmud Chacham who wants to be smart, so he should drink the wine in this fashion that he will really have the benefit of the wine. Specifically, since he had a limited amount of wine, he's a Talmud Chacham with not a lot of resources, so the little wine that he has, he should drink in this fashion. The Shar Metzion Ba'alocha quotes an interesting Daki Moshe. The Daki Moshe says that the cup that's used for Kiddush or for Birchas Hamazon, the Becher, should have a wide mouth, should have a wide opening. What's the reason? Says the Shem Tzion Melacha, it's based on this Gemara. The Gemara here is teaching us that the right way to drink wine is with large gulps. So we specifically take a cup that has a very wide opening, and that we could have the large gulps to drink the wine in the way the Gemara prescribed. The Chsam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer, based on this Gemara, speak lahalocha. They say that we know that when a person is supposed to eat something, supposed to eat matzah, supposed to eat maror, or he's not supposed to eat something, macholos asuris, there's a discussion in many places in Shas, what is the Isser? Is that Isser hanos meyof, when his stomach has the food, or hanas groinai? And the Chsam Sofer says that in most places in Shas, it seems to indicate that it should be hanas meyof. Draws the Chsam Sofer a distinction between foods, solid foods, and beverages. He says by solid foods, that's where we follow hanas meyof. What enters that it's that's the point, whether macholos asuris or a mitzvah. However, when it comes to beverages, based on our Gemara, we see that the main thing is in the throat, and there the isser or the mitzvah is accomplished with hanas groinai. In other words, if one were to drink, according to the Chsam Sofer, we have to drink dalet kaisis. As long as the dalet kaisis were drunk and entered one's throat, even if one expelled the wine afterward and it never entered his stomach, he will be mekayim the mitzvah. And the Ksav Sofer explains with this concept a Gemara Masechta Yuma. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, when discussing what are the shiurim, what are the measurements of what one may not eat on Yom Kippur, says regarding solid foods, the shiur is a koseves. Regarding liquids, the shiur is meloy lugmav, a cheekful. Says the Ksav Sofer an interesting observation. The Gemara actually makes the observation. A kiseves, that's the shear of solid food, no matter who's eating the food. It makes no difference if it's a larger person or a smaller person. However, Mloy Lugmov, cheekful, depends on how big you are. Some people have larger Lugmov, and some people have smaller Lugmov. explains the Ksav Sofer. By salad food, where the defining issue is Hanoas Meyov, so Chazal determined that if a kesevis of salad food enters one's Meayim, he has the Hanoah that's Osir on Yom Kippur from eating food. However, by drinking, it's not dependent on Meyov. It's depending on groinoi, and by groinoi, that's a specific issue based on the size of the person, and therefore it's malay lugmov, every person according to his size. Darish Rava. So Rava says, Madik Siv, it says in the Pasuk in Shira Shirim, Mayofu Pamayich Binaolim Bas Nodav. How beautiful are your steps in sandals, daughter of nobles. Mayofu pamaseim shal Yisrael. How beautiful are the steps of Klai Yisrael. B'shor sh'oilim l'regel. When they would go be oil regel. Bas Nodav, Bitoi shal Avram Avinu, the daughter of Avram Avinu, Shnikra Nodav, who is called the noble person. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nadivei amim nesofu amalekei Avraham. All the Pasuk in Tehillim, all the nations, noble people of the nations gathered, the nation of the God of Avraham. Ask the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Elkei Avraham, Israel Elkei Avraham, V'loi Elkei Yitzchak V'Yaakov. It's also certainly the God of Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Elkei Avraham, Shoyitchilu L'Gerim. He was the first to the Gerim. Says Mefarshim, explain. What brings us to explain that this Pasuk is referring to Aliyah L'Regel? Because the Pasuk says, Mayofu Pamayich. Why does the Torah use the word, the Pasuk uses the words Pamayich, not Reglayich, to refer to Aliyah L'Regel, where the Torah also uses the same terminology, Shalosh Pumim Bashanim. And why, explains the Chofetz Chaim, is it compared specifically to Avram Avinu? Because we know Avram Avinu was the great Machnas Eirich, Chesed L'Avram. Avram Avinu was the one that was Goymel Chesed, and the halacha is that on during the Shalosh Regalim, a person has to be careful not only to be besimcha, but as the Pasuk says, V'samachtu l'fnei Hashem l'kecho, ato ubincho ubitcho, v'ager v'yosam v'almona. We have to make sure that those people who don't have also receive on Yontif what they need to have. Others explain the issue, how do we compare Gerim to Aliyah L'Regel? So they say that a ger, tzedek, we find is mekayim the mitzvah with enthusiasm. He wasn't obligated to become a Jew. He becomes a Jew, he does the mitzvahs with an enthusiasm. When Klai Yisrael were going to be oil regal, it should be with an enthusiasm. Along the same lines, the Iyun Yaakov explains that a ger leaves behind his whole past. Gershon is Geyer, Kikotin Shinoi L'Dami. He leaves behind his whole past, his family, everything. So too, when a Jew went up to be Oil Regal, he left behind all of his possessions wherever he was. The Torah tells us he has nothing to worry about. Lo Yachmet Ishes Pesecho. Nobody will harm you. But a person leaves everything behind in order to be Oil Regal. Another pshat that I saw, why the Meshech Chachma explains, why is Avram Avinu connected to Geirim? So Pashup Pshat is because Avram Avinu was Megairis Hanoshim, Vesar Megairis Hanoshim. He explains that a Ger should not become a Ger because it's better to be a Jew. A Ger should realize that it's not always easy. Avram Avinu was Nisnasa Basara Nisyonis. He went through many trials and tribulations. It wasn't easy for him to become a Jew. But so too should a Ger not become a Jew because it's good to be a Jew. He should realize that sometimes it's difficult, but he still becomes a Jew, like Avraham Avinu became a Jew, because he realizes that's the right mahalach. The Meshor explains the why is Aliyah L'Regel connected to Avraham Avinu. So he says that Avraham Avinu we find also left home to go do a mitzvah. He left his home to take Yitzchak to the Har Moriah to do the Akedah. So too, we leave our homes to be Oil L'Regel. In fact, I saw that the Eitz Yosef says that Klal Yisrael, the Jews, when they used to be Oil L'Regel, would buy a new pair of shoes in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. There's only a discussion when they put on the shoes. Did they put on the shoes as soon as they started traveling towards Yerushalayim, or they only put them on once they entered Yerushalayim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah? Continues the Gemara. Tana de Bei Rav Onan, my diksiv, chamukei yerechayich, the roundlets of your flanks are like jewels. Lama nimshel divitarik yerech, why are divitarik compared to the flank? Lamelach to the thigh, my yerech besaiser, just like the flank, the thigh is concealed, after divitarik besaiser. Divitarik should be learned in a hatznei leches fashion. A person should not learn Torah, the Reish Chachma explains, in a place where everybody could say, oh, look at this person, he spends his day learning Torah. On the contrary, he should learn Torah in a place where not everybody will be able to speak about him, but he should learn, he says, the Reish Chachma, when a person is learning Torah, he should learn the Torah out loud, because that's the way he will remember his learning. I saw from Rav Shalom Shvadron. Rav Shalom Shvadron says that one would think in learning this Gemara, that what the Gemara is teaching us is, the Gemara is teaching us that learning Torah in a Hatznei Leches way is a Maila, it's something to be lauded for, but it's not something that's critical. Says Rav Shalom, if someone were to walk with his Yereach, with his thigh exposed, it wouldn't just be that we would say that this person is not acting properly. We would say that this person is acting improperly walking dressed that way. Says Rav Shalom the same thing. It's not that if somebody learns Torah and he learns it without Hatznei Leches, without being quiet about it, that it's not a Maila. It's a Chisorin. It's something that's absolutely wrong and unacceptable. And that's what Rabbi Lezer says. My diksiv, higid l'cha adam ma toiv u'ma Hashem doirish mimcha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask for us, says the Pasuk in Micha, ki masois mishpat, do justice, v'avas chesed. V'atznei leches, em Hashem l'kecha, a person should act discreetly with Hashem. A person should always be careful to do things in a quiet ways. Asois mishpat zahadin. This refers how to act with other people in a fine, in a decent manner. Vahavas chesed zu gemilas chesodim. This refers to gemilas chesodim. Vatznei lechsem Hashem lekecha, to go discreetly with Hashem, zu atzos hames vachnos kal chapa. It refers to a levaya or taking a kal to the chuppah. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Vloy dvarim kal v'choymer. Or mad vorm shadakan lasois mefresio. A chasna, a levaya, are usually done in public. Retirah, the Torah tells us, atznei leches, do it in a discreet manner. Dvorim shadakan lasois mefresio. Certainly things that are done discreetly, like giving tzedakah, or like we explained, learning Torah, alachs kam v'kama, a person should be very careful to do it discreetly. So I saw the mefarshim explain, that a sois mishpat v'ahavas chesed is that when it comes to other people, a person should be ahavas chesed. He should be careful to do for everybody as much as he can. But when it comes for himself, to act for himself, a sois mishpat, he should be very careful not to overindulge. The Alter von Slobodka would explain this Gemara this way. He says, how is it possible to go to a chasna, or to collect chnosas kala, or to go to levaya, and it should be done discreetly? Everybody sees you at the wedding. Everybody sees you at the levaya. Explains the Alter von Slobodka. Of course you're there, and publicly it seems that you are acting, but in your heart, explains the Alter von Slobodka, you should always remain at Snei Leches. You should always remain but sneus, and not think to yourself that just because I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm so great. You should always remember and remain in a very discreet way. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Godel ha'oisit tzedakah, greater is the person that gives tzedakah, yois mekol kabonis, than bringing any carbon. Shenemar, asoy tzedakah mishpat, doing tzedakah mishpat, nifcha l'Hashem tzedakah. It's greater than doing tzedakah. So ask the Mashah, the Pasuk says that you have to do both. Tzedakah u'mishpat. And only that is greater than a carbon. So how could Rabbi Elazar say that just doing tzedakah alone is greater? Answers the Mashah, because the Pasuk says nifchar. The Pasuk ends with a lashon yachid. If the Pasuk was saying that you have to do both, the Pasuk should say nifcharu. So it's a proof that doing tzedakah alone is greater. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, Gedoyl gemilas chesodim yoisim in tzedakah. Gemilas chesed is even greater than tzedakah. Shnema zuru lechem tzedakah, plant as for tzedakah, the kitzru lefi chesed, and chesed is like cutting. Im adam zureya, now when a person sows, when a person plants, sofek oichel, sofek ein oichel, we're not sure that he's going, that the plants will grow. Adam kaitze, but when it comes to the time for cutting, that for sure the person will enjoy the produce that he planted. Says the Beis Halevi, what's the difference between tzedakah and chesed? The Beis Halevi says, for tzedakah we get the schar in Olam Haba, and for chesed we get the schar b'Olam Hazeh. For tzedakah we get the schar b'olam haba, and for chesed we get the schar b'olam hazeh. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that since we see in our Gemara how great chesed is, so just like there's an inyan, says the Chafetz Chaim, of learning Torah barabim, groups of people learning Torah together, so too there should be groups of people who do chevre gemilei chesodim, to do different chesed, doing chesed chevre kedisha or bikacholim, making groups of doing chesed. Our Gemara is teaching us is just like learning Torah barabim, and so very important. Varabeleza and tzedakah mishtalemes elufi chesed shabai. The tzedakah one does is compared, is based on the amount of kindness with which it is performed. In other words, what the Gemara is teaching us is the way a person does the mitzvah. He's already giving tzedakah, he should do the tzedakah with a warmth and make the person who he's doing the tzedakah for feel good. Tanabon. In three ways, Gemilas Chesed is even greater than Tzedakah. Tzedakah Memoin, Tzedakah can only be accomplished with his money. Gemilas Chesedim Beim Beguf Memoin, you don't have to use your money. You could just do a person a favor, it doesn't cost you anything. Tzedakah L'Aniyim, charity is given to Aniyim. Gemilas Chesedim Beim L'Aniyim Beim L'Ashir. Gemilas Chesedim is done both for poor people and wealthy people. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, in the Midbar, when Klai saw in the Midbar, how could they do tzedakah? Everybody received their portion of mon every day, so nobody needed any financial help. But they could still do chesed, that they could help each other, or Adam Mefarshim explained, one could teach another person, he might have known more Torah, and teach somebody else Torah. They may not require tzedakah, but they require chesed. Another pshat bein laniyim, that's the simple pshat, is that a poor person may not have the ability to give tzedakah, but a poor person could still do a chesed for somebody else, could help someone else. Another pshat is that a poor person, even if he is the recipient of tzedakah, there's a way he's supposed to receive the tzedakah. He shouldn't make it difficult for the person who's giving him tzedakah to give him the tzedakah. On the contrary, what the pasuk is saying is, what the gemara is saying is, a gemilas chesed is that the person who receives the tzedakah receives it in a manner that makes it easy to receive and easy for the person to give to him. And gemilas tzedakah l'chayim, tzedakah could only be given to people who are still alive. Gemilas chesedim bein l'chayim bein l'meisim, gemilas chesedim could be done even for people who are no longer here. And as Rashi says in Chumash, actually the real chesed is a chesed that's done for a person who's no longer here. As we know, that's called a chesed shalemes. V'yamar b'lezer kol oisit tzedakah mishpat, whoever does tzedakah mishpat ki'ilu milei Kalaylam kul chesed, as if he filled the entire world with kindness. Shnem oyiv tztok mishpat chesed Hashem molay aretz, filled the whole world. Shem etayim kalabo likvitz kaifitz. Whoever wants to come to this status that he's considered a oyse chesed could get to that status. Tells us the pasuk tamalayma mayaka chazdach alakim. It's precious. Not always does one merit to get to that madrega. Yochlaf Yerushmaim came. Perhaps even a Yerushmaim doesn't reach that status. Tamloim v'chesed Hashem ha'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. On the people who are Yerushmaim, they always reach that status. Amar Rav Chama bar Papa. Kol odem sheyesh lo chen. You see that person always finds favor. The people like a person, but you do as Yerushmaim. You should know that that person's Yerushmaim. Shnema chesed Hashem ha'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. People who are Yirei Hashem have chesed, people like them. I saw a very nice word from the Peninim Yikorim. The Peninim Yikorim says, the Pasuk says regarding Yosef, Ein Tsar Beis Hasoya Roya Eskom Uma Beyodoi Kashem Sher Itoi. Says the Peninim Yikorim, Shannon the Pasuk like this, Ein Tsar Beis Hasoya, the warden of the prison never thought that Yosef did anything wrong. Why didn't he think he did anything wrong? Because Kasher Hashem Itoy, he always saw that that Yosef had this chain, that he always found favor. If he saw that Yosef always found favor by people, it must be because he was a Yerushmayim. If he was a Yerushmayim, he certainly did not do a terrible Aveira with Eishes Paitifa. V'amar b'lezer, Maidik said, Pi apostle b'chokhma, v'soyres chesed al shayna, v'chi yesh toyr shal chesed, v'yesh toyr shal eni shal chesed, what kind of toyr is chesed, and what is not chesed? Says the Gemara, toyr l'shma, zu toyr shal chesed. Shloi l'shma, not to learn toyr l'shma, zu toyr shal eni shal chesed. When a person learns toyr l'shma, he's not learning it to in expecting any reward. That's Torah Lishma. It's doing it like Gemilas Chassadim. Torah Shenesh Lishma, we're doing it for reward, that's not Torah's Chesed. Ikadam Torah Lalamda. If a person learns Torah in order to teach other people Torah, Zui Torah Shal Chesed. Shloi Lishma, Zui Torah Shenesh Shal Chesed. If he's not learning it to teach other people Torah, that is not called Torah's Chesed. As the Mepharshim quote, the Gemara, and Masech the Saita says, Torah, the Torah is Tchilas Chesed, it begins with Chesed, the Torah begins telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for Adam v'Chava, the Soifa Chesed, the Torah ends with Chesed, the Torah describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was the one who buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah's Chesed is what the Torah wants from us.